When you talk about raising wheat, how was that harvested?
Well, wheat was sowed, you know, with a drill, mm-hmm. and served by hand anyway to get it in the ground. Then people back in the old days, they had the cradle out. Did you ever see a cradle?
Mm. That, I think
they got a big blade on them and so many fingers, you know, and they'd dig in there and they'd reach over here then and pull at it and pull it down and they'd get whoop, I never know what's talking about the machine up.
Yeah.
Then they'd be a fellow stone along behind and tie it and then they'd shock it.
Yeah, well, sure.
And then they got
yeah.
to thresh it, then pull it into the threshing machine.
Uh-huh.
Did I hurt it?
Well, let me see, I'll just check. That back a little bit.
Well, I never know.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's sure. Well, that's a curious thing. You can't expect to deal with something like that. Now, all right, then. When they were harvesting it, before they got to thrashing it, didn't they tie it up in?
Well, I never did see that happen, but I've heard my grandpa and folks talk about it. They'd had some kind of a floored thing, and they had horses, and they'd tie them fastly just to something to take them around and around and around, you know, and they'd tramp that way. And then after they got it tramped out, they'd use the straw and pick up the wheat, and they'd have a windmill, so I got one out there in the storehouse.
Uh-huh.
And they'd run it through that and separate the trash from the wheat.
Uh-huh.
And they got the thrashing machine, and then now they've got the combine.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no thrashing machines anymore,
sure.
They're all combine.
But I meant the kind of bundles or something when they...
Well, they'd make them up into big bundles, you know, and they'd take part of the wheat, take out a handful of that wheat, and that
uh-huh.
man could tie that before you could say scat.
Throw
it down and go on.
Yeah.
And there'd be two or three fellas come behind them, shock it.
Yeah.
And shock it up about 8, 10, or 12... with them bunches, and then they'd take two and lay on top. They'd take them and break them in two in the middle. Well, them things would turn water that way.
Yeah. Did you have a name for that to put one we put over the top?
And they'd call that, and just forget what to call that. And they'd have a name. If you just put that on, just break it down, you know, and then lay them crossways.
Did you call it the cap?
Cap or something like that. Cap bundles. Yeah.
You never heard it called a rudder.
I
heard that up in Sullivan County. These little bunches you were speaking of, did you call those sheaves or just bunches or
it's
bundles?
Called them bundles.
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 Right.
Sure.
And then how much of this would you say now it varies terrifically, I know, but how much wheat could you get to an acre?
Well, it depends. It got for people to get to 40, 50 bushel. You do well a lot of times if you average 10 bushel to the acre. My brother-in-law and my neighbor over here are on a thrashing machine. And they'd go out here this side of Sevierville and anywhere out in Middle Creek and all that farming country and thrash.
Mm-hmm.
And the Birch Fields up there owned some on that Newport Road, owned a lot of land there. And I heard my brother-in-law, and I thought, sure said they went up on them Birchfield lands, and a lot of that now is in the corporation there. Said they'd set it down, and they'd go in there and haul it to it, and said they thrashed 100 acres up there.
Mm-hmm.
Just made about 10 bushel to the acre, or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But that was a whole lot of wheat out of 100 acres.
When you're getting land ready to start out, let's say it's just it's complete, it's full of trees and everything else, you have to do to get a field ready to cultivate.
Well, what was some timber?
Yeah.
Well, they just been there and saw them trees off as short as they can get them, as low as they can get them.